This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
It's all of the above on Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police GLOW show with Acting Sergeant Electra Wellens. Welcome for another week.
Hello.
And also part of the GLOW show is Greg Edkins, the CEO of the Anti-Violence Project. Welcome.
G'day, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
And someone who hasn't been here for a very, very long time, but very much part of the show, is Sergeant Scott Davis.
Good afternoon, Paul. Now, you need to, it has been a while since I've been here, and you need to warn me when you're going to turn the mics on, because Greg and I were having a very animated discussion off air and using some language that we wouldn't put to air.
Ah.
And yes, we had to stop very quickly when we realised that you'd push the button, so a warning.
That's right. Well, usually when the intro's on, it kind of means there's 9 seconds to go.
Yeah, so. But see, we talk through all of that. You know what it's like.
Particularly out there, I think they'd love to hear some backroom conversations. We have really tough conversation about law enforcement and violence, don't we, behind the scenes here in the studio, so we're happy to share from time to time.
That's right. We'll Electra, share that, but not the language.
Electra Wellens, what's on for the show today?
Well, we've got news coming up, of course, and we've got a very special little profile about a police officer that had a very unique role within Victoria Police. Also, we're going to talk about some special days that are coming up. We've got a Blue Ribbon drive-through challenge on Friday. We're going to speak about that. Also, Are You OK Day, which is tomorrow. We're going to speak a little bit about that. And, of course, we've got Greg here from the Anti-Violence Project. So we'll be talking about catching up what's happening in Greg's world and the sphere there, as well as Crime Stoppers.
Fantastic. The Vic Police GLOW Show is a relationship between the GLBTIQ community, Joy 94.9, the Victoria Police, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Crime Stoppers Victoria, and the Anti-Violence Project. Shall we kick off with Vic Police News?
Let's do that.
Mm.
And thanks again, Scott, for joining us today. It's been a while.
It has.
Behind the Wheel is the title of this, and this is an article that's appeared in Police Life, which is a magazine that comes out every couple of months, and you can find it in your libraries, you can find it online, and it has some very unique stories that it likes to bring through. So this is actually about an article of the Chief Commissioner's driver, who is a leading senior constable, Gavin McGraw, and he's actually retiring, but he has a very unique role in the fact that he's actually got, I think it's 5 Chief Commissioners that he's actually driven for.
Yeah, he's been the Chief Commissioner for, going back since I joined Victoria Police, so Mick Miller was Chief Commissioner for 1 week while after I joined Victoria Police, then he retired. Then we went into Kel Glare, Neil Comrie, Christine Nixon and Simon Overland. And Gavin has been the driver for those, for 26 years, he's been driving chief commissioners around.
His sole job for that period of time.
He'd have some stories to tell, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. So it's 26 years as stayed out of 37 years as a police officer. So the personalities that are involved in that and the type of situations that he would respond to is a very unique role.
So you need to get across to Police Life. So you can go across to the Vic Police website, vicpolicenews.com.au or police.vic.gov.au, and you can download a PDF version of Police Life magazine and read the article about what it was like to drive chief commissioners for 26 years.
Absolutely. And he won't pick favourites, but goes into a couple of circumstances of what he is found himself in and opportunities that he came up against as well.
And is he going to write a book? That's what I want to know.
Well, I think everyone asks him that question, and Electra and I were talking about it back at the office, and I suggested that perhaps it's the book should be written and published after he's died and all the other chief commissioners have died, because I reckon there might be some very interesting stories to tell there.
The cone of silence comes down.
It does. Sort of.
I like one of the lines here. It says, Mick picked up the radio and said, could you ask that member to have a look at the badge on his shoulder? Does it say Victoria Police or Caulfield Police?
Yes, it was a dispute over a job.
Of who was going to respond to a job. So, yes. When the Chief Commissioner comes across over the radio, you're going to listen and jump.
Can we get this fella in for a chat, you think?
I'm not sure. We could certainly inquire about that.
Yeah.
But if he's not going to write a book, I don't know that he'll do a radio interview. But we'll give it a go.
Well, why not? I can only ask him.
He's retired already, but I'm sure we can track him
down. Well, he'll have plenty of time.
Yes.
And so why does the Chief Commissioner need a driver?
Well, it's an executive position, as you can imagine, especially for emergency services, of being able to respond, speak on the phone, not have to worry about actually driving and attending places. And that can... got to cover a whole state. So.
And even just driving to meetings, they quite often read the briefings as they're heading to the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very busy job. So, yeah, you definitely need a driver.
All right. Anything else on that one?
No, we're right for that. But go along and check online and check out Police Life for that article and many other articles
now,
as well.
Tell us, whilst we're doing Vic Police News, tell us what you're doing on Friday, Electra.
Yes, on Friday, everyone can come and see me, actually, out in the northern suburbs if they're feeling game, because we've actually got the Macca's drive-through for Blue Ribbon Foundation, and that's happening this Friday between 6 and 7pm at all McDonald's stores, where they'll donate $1 for every drive-through order. So for every vehicle that goes through, they'll actually donate that to the Blue Ribbon Foundation. And what that actually means is it helps us build new and improved emergency facilities in our public hospitals, and they're named in memory of police officers who have actually fallen in the line of duty.
So you're not going to be serving at McDonald's in Caroline Springs all day. What are your hours going to be there if people want to see you?
I'm going to be at Caroline Springs myself in the drive-through section helping out between 6 and 7.
There you go, folks. 6 and 7, Caroline Springs McDonald's.
That's PM right. or AM?
Not PM, this Friday evening.
PM.
Yes, PM. So in 2009, they actually raised $35,000, which is pretty remarkable. So this is the first opportunity since 2009 to do it again. So we'd love people to... encouraging eating bad food, but please come through. Please come through.
They have healthy food now.
They do. And they actually have some tandoori and etc. So I will be there. Please come along.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show. If you'd like to say hello, you can 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Give Andy a call on the front desk on 1300 Joy 949. We'll have the first set of crimes up next.
Your voice, your radio station. Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Senior Constable Gabrielle Tyack, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer at Melbourne West Police Station. Everyone has the right to feel safe and be free from violence. To increase your safety when in public places, stay alert, walk with purpose, and trust your instincts. Verbal harassment may come before an attack, so if you decide to answer back, be prepared, as it could make the situation worse. If trouble starts, yell to attract attention and create distance between yourself and the attacker. Victoria Police have a number of Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers throughout the state. Let's work together to keep our community safe. Visit police.vic.gov.au or contact your nearest police station.
In an emergency, always call 000.
Our line is open for your feedback. On air at joy.org.au.
Well, Anthony, with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with... I nearly said Gabby and Scott because I've sort of fallen back into that. But it's Electra and Scott, and part of our relationship with Crime Stoppers Victoria, we have some crimes to read out.
We're looking for number CA5679, and it's about an attempted armed robbery at the ANZ Bank in Whitehorse Road, Ballin, on the 22nd of June this year.
Get across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000 in case of emergency. Always call 000.
And remember,
if you see something...
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
I think we're alone now. Well, we're not alone because we do have in the studio Sergeant Scott Davis and Acting Sergeant Electra Wellens. We're on the Vic Police Show and we're talking today about Are You OK Day?
Which is tomorrow, which is 15th of September tomorrow. And I don't know, you might have seen a bit of a media campaign on TV at the moment trying to get behind this. And what it actually is addressing is suicide. And it's a very prevalent issue. And then this actual website goes into actually constructive, how to actually check in with people and say, how are you? Are you okay? And give some actual tips about that. And we might break that down and talk about that a little bit further, because it is a difficult conversation to have with someone. But the main point here is that you start a conversation if you're concerned about someone.
Yeah, it's been well shown that when you stay connected with people, their general health and well-being improves. And so if you are aware of somebody who is perhaps not travelling too well, it's really worthwhile being able to stay connected with them on a regular basis if you think that they're not doing too well.
Absolutely. And regular, meaningful conversations can protect the ones that we know and love. And to do that, and things, how you can actually do that is having a regular coffee with someone, making a regular phone call, but setting up your diary to make sure that you do it. Because often enough, I know I do it with my friends, you don't always tend to stay in constant contact. But if you have a slight concern, it's really important that you do make that effort and set it up in your diary or on your phone, or somehow to set a little alarm off for you to make sure that you put time to make that call or sit down with that person.
And you made a really good point off air, Paul, about the fact that it's all well and good asking someone, are you okay? But you then need to be able to respond if they say, well, actually, you know what, I'm not doing that well at the moment. So there's some really good things on the Are You Okay website that can help people before they have the conversation.
Yeah, I think there's some really great life skills for this and how it translates as well. But I'd like to give a little bit of statistics before we go into that, if I can, Scott. About more than 2,100 Australians die from suicide each year. And for men, that's four times more likely to die from suicide than females. So for each person that dies in that way, another 30 attempt to end their life. So it's a very serious scenario that can translate for people and their friends and their families as well. But the website actually goes into giving a guide for a conversation with caring questions and about what to do and how to do that, and to listen to people without judging them and to try and give them, not so much to give them any tips or anything, or don't rush in to solve the problems for them, but it's actually listening to them, having a full understanding to their issues. And it's important to give that advice too, to refer to going to see their GP, seeing a counsellor or something like that.
That's a good point when you say to listen to them. If you're going to ask somebody how they are, listen to the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
And, there's been times and times again you've heard people, someone will ask you how you are, or they'll ask someone how they are, and as soon as they respond, they'll come up with some negative response saying, oh, well, you're always like that, or you're this, or you're that, or whatever else. So if you're going to ask the question, be prepared for an answer, and then go from there.
And then it's no good just saying things like, well, just cheer up, or you'll be right, mate, or put yourself together. You know, if somebody is feeling down, then they need a lot more than that.
So one interesting part is about you can bounce words back to them in a way that validates what they're saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can, instead of saying, you know, not knowing where to go, if Paul was to say he had a problem that was happening, and he bounced it back to me, I'd empathise by showing some empathy in words that would actually reflect that I'm hearing what he's saying. You don't have to know what it means.
That's
it's
right.
Just making them feel comfortable and having that initial conversation so they can take the next step.
That acknowledgement. So summarising the issues and asking them perhaps what they plan to do about it can also strike up a further conversation, and encouraging them to take one step further and, as we said, to see a doctor. And it's essential to follow up. Nothing changes until someone actually acts.
Do you know,
that's
the
important part.
You've triggered a thing in me. It wouldn't hurt to sit down, write down, okay, well, they're the 10 problems. What are the 10 possible solutions?
That's
and
right.
Do a bit of a brainstorming exercise with them, and two brains together might come up with some great opportunities.
Yeah, and it's really important too to really acknowledge if people are really struggling and they do actually find it very difficult to take action, that's why you need to persist and stay linked in with them for their well-being and have that follow-up, because it is very difficult to take that initial action.
So there are some services that people can access. If you've got a friend and then you do want to have the conversation with them, the Gain Lose Win switchboard is a really good place to start with, to have some conversations with the people there about some referrals that you might like to make. I'll give some numbers over in a moment for switchboard. Lifeline is another service, and I'll give some numbers for that in a moment if you do want to get hold of pen and paper whilst I'm talking. But you can also get across to the switchboard website and that sort of thing to be able to get the numbers later on. So switchboard.org.au.
And they're
not just
for the person that you're trying to help. They're for you later.
That's
if you're
right.
Worried that you've said the right thing, then access those services yourself.
Yeah. So Lifeline number is 131114. That number is 131114. Or Switchboard can be contacted on 1-800-184-527.
Miss those details, you can give us a call here at Joy, 1-300-569-949. The sites and the phone calls also help you in case you do ask someone and they are contemplating, you know, some difficult circumstances, how you deal with that.
Yep. So well. We would encourage you tomorrow. It is Are You Okay Day. Take the time to ask people around work and at home, are you okay?
Yep. Ask it twice. I would.
Three times.
Okay. 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. You can also call 1-300-569-949. Next set of crimes coming up soon.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Close Show with Scott Davis, Greg Adkins, and Electra Wellens. And it's that time of the hour again for more crimes from Crime Stoppers Victoria.
The case reference for this is 3940. Okay, we have a theft and deception in Frankston back in 2010 in February.
And we're looking for Camille Zena, who's wanted on warrants for trafficking amphetamines.
Get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000 in case of emergency. Always call 000.
And remember,
we don't have to know who they are. No, we don't have to know who you are.
Just who they are.
We do need to know who they are.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Close Show with Scotty Davis, who hasn't been here for a very, very, very long time.
Oh, about 6 weeks.
You don't have any purple on you or anything.
No.
You do
no,
have a trendy shirt, though.
This is a nice shirt, this
what
one.
What about your socks?
No.
I'm not going any further than socks. No.
Socks are sort of a greeny colour today.
Oh, okay. And we also have...
Oh, no, my shoes have got some purple on them.
We have Electra... Wellens, Acting Sergeant, and also in from the Anti-Violence Project, we do have Greg Adkins. Greg, before we get into what's going on with the Anti-Violence Project, what is the Anti-Violence Project?
Well, see, you'll know out there, Paul has a very limited memory. Otherwise, he'd know that you know that AVP is the Victoria's peak organisation that deals with prejudice, motivated crime and homophobic harassment. We're the place where if you feel uncomfortable about going to 000 for support from police, we'll go with you. So you contact antiviolence.info.
What a wonderful service.
We'll support you and we'll go with you down to Victoria Police and have those conversations. Who most people these days are really comfortable once we've had that initial handshake in taking it by themselves because yeah. Their police have changed, their culture shifted. So that's who we are. Going since 1997, Paul.
I forgot that all our new listeners are psychics and they knew what you were going to say. Sorry about that. My bad. There's an update for the Anti-Violence Project?
There is. We are looking for people to come and help transcribe. We have a program called About Face, which is in the middle of its rollout. It happens in midsummer next year. It's about body image, sameness, racism, what makes us different, what makes us the same, respect within the gay male community of the LGBTI community. And we have, I suppose it's around about 65 individuals who've been photographed as part of that campaign, but they all have a really interesting narrative, a tale, a story of their personal experience of racism, being rejected on body image, on whether they're hairy, whether they're fat, whether they're skinny, whether they're black, white, their personal attributes of being, I suppose, harassed and violated within our own community because of who they are. Mm. Isn't it bizarre how what people can do against us as gay people, we often do against each other within our community?
It's an interesting, and I won't talk too much about Victoria Police here because it's about that, but it's the same thing happens in policing. Mm. When we talk about our training with our recruits, where do they face the most difficulties with? It's their own staff.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So we have the same thing. We're doing a focus on the gay male community. We hope to extend that after next midsummer into transgender and the lesbian community. But at this stage, it's gay male. And we have 62, 63 narratives that we actually need your hand. We need your support to come and help us transcribe the narratives, the stories that people have told us, and transcribe them off the audio tapes, get them down so we can use them as part of the About Face exhibition in midsummer.
And are you providing facilities for people to be able to do that?
We'll sort out facilities. facilities for you. We just need...
So people could do it at home if they've got the facilities at home. But if you don't, you could organise something.
That's right. And the way to sign up for that is to email aboutface@antiviolence.info. That's aboutface, one word, aboutface@antiviolence.info. And Keo would be delighted to hear from you, and we'll pull together a bit of a small training package, get you on board.
It'd be a great thing for somebody who wants to return something for the to the community.
Hey, if you've done nothing, if you haven't stood up and you don't actually want to take a violence report, and you don't want to be part of, you know, designing a brochure or a pamphlet or coming to a carnival stall or being involved in any other way, you can put up and put your hand up and become a transcriber.
Something in the background, but still really valid and worthwhile.
Great fun. And you'll actually see these stories, these narratives, firsthand. And you'll actually be in a privileged spot to understand the journeys that these 63, 65 individuals have been through.
Yeah, it's a really important piece to actually see an outcome, to be involved in a project like this, and then actually see an outcome from it where other people actually get to experience it. You get the unique inside view to it as well.
Now, some of these individuals that have been interviewed will provide their voice, and some of their narrative will pop out as you'll hear their actual voice, but we'll also need a couple of people to be, I suppose, voice actors to provide voice where people aren't comfortable about commenting about their own story. And you might want to step up and not just transcribe, but be a voice, piece of voice talent that'll help get the message out. And that'll be, we won't tell you more about where that's happening, but it might be part of the About Face exhibition taking place next February, March. So, antiviolence.info. You'll always give me a call, 0407 66 442, and I'll get your details and put them onto Keo. 0407 66 442.
Now, do we also have an update on the antiviolence stats of what's come in? Do we have that this week?
We are in the period of year when we have a low level of reporting of violence. What happens, it's a bit like the police get with their reporting. We have peak periods in gay community, and the peak periods for reporting are summer, carnival time, where there's midsummer carnival or events that bring gay community together, or straight community events that bring the great unwashed from the outer burbs and the regional areas where people don't have knowledge about same-sex attracted or gender-diverse issues and bring them into our communities where there's a higher proportion of same-sex attracted and gender-diverse people. And when that interface happens, we get a higher level of incidents and we get a higher level of reporting. And that's usually the summer periods around our key cultural festivals in the gay community. So at the moment, we've got a low level of reporting, and it's tends to be not just low level on recent stuff, but it's more like historic reports of homophobic harassment and violence that people feel comfortable about talking about at this particular time of year.
Craig, why should I report something, or why should anybody report something that they see or experience?
There's a word that links that and a lot of other issues in our community, and that's visibility. Without reporting of violence, our issues of harassment and prejudice-motivated crime are invisible to Victoria Police. They don't know where to allocate their resources. They're invisible to AVP. We don't know where to target campaigns, where to look for volunteers, where to have those conversations about building community. So that's visibility or invisibility. It's also about... why should you do it? It's not just visibility. It's about us as gay men and lesbians, about visibility, about sexuality, where we can expect to be standing equally alongside heterosexual people. So we get the same rights and I suppose benefits that society give us, regardless of sexuality, and that a perpetrator gets the same obligations or penalties, regardless of who they're perpetrating against, whether it's gay, lesbian or straight. So if we don't stand up, the weight shifts towards the heterosexual community and we are diminished as a gay community.
And it's also about being part of a community, as in being here in the state of Victoria. If you see something, we keep saying that, please say something. That means either contacting Crime Stoppers about any suspicious behaviour, that, or you may have been seen something that you were driving past, you didn't feel comfortable in stopping straight away, but you need to call 000. And we relate that. And it's always important to relate back to what happens if it was you, if you were that victim and someone else was driving past. And I think it's that important connection that we need to make, that we're all part of a community, we all need to look after one another, and reporting is the first step about looking after each other as well.
Do you know, when we first started this gig with AVP, we didn't even have GLOWS. And the champions in Victoria Police were really few and far between. We were operating where the culture was... It wasn't a culture that embraced our issues. Now, we then moved to a stage where we had GLOWS and you had individuals that stood up and rah-rahed the cause about addressing homophobia, prejudice and hate-motivated crime internally in Victoria Police and outside. But now you guys, you two GLOWs, have got allies right across Victoria Police that aren't just the GLOWs, the 50-odd GLOWs right across the state, but you've got people that have always had those values. They've always existed in Victoria Police, and they're now free to be visible.
Correct.
In Victoria Police. So that visibility in Victoria Police, I think, now has to be matched by us stepping up and having conversations, difficult ones, about all the violence that is part of our lives.
And look, there is an incumbent on Victoria Police to do this correctly, and we are starting to do some work around prejudice-motivated crime, and I would really hope that we're in the position. I was reading an article this morning from Wales Police, and they have been doing a lot of work over the last few years, and they've seen a doubling in the reporting of hate crime in the last 5 years because of the work they've been doing.
Is that fantastic?
I would like to see that happen here in Victoria.
Yeah, and I think the biggest challenge too is we always have that violence or assaults behind closed doors, and that's the biggest piece too, is family violence, domestic violence, and how we treat that, and we need to really report that behaviour that goes on as well.
Something else that you can report as well, because I've been seeing this a lot lately, is people throwing eggs at venues. If you're a supermarket owner or a service station, and you see a group of people who are a bit unruly buying eggs in the middle of the night, perhaps take their number plate down and give it to the Anti-Violence Project or the Victoria Police.
We're about 12 days into spring. It's spring, time to spring clean our lives around homophobia and prejudice-motivated crime. Open the doors, open the windows, let the light shine in. So get out there and talk about violence wherever you see it, whether it's against you, the people around you. Doesn't matter if it's against straight people. We're all in this together. So antiviolence.info is a really good starting point.
If you'd like to ask any questions today, 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au. Andy's on the front desk on 1300-569-949.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby, Scott and Greg. And it's that time of the hour for more crimes from Crime Stoppers Victoria.
The case reference for this is CA 5823. This is an armed robbery in Kings Park that's occurred in May this year on the 28th, which was a Saturday at around about 4:40 a.m. in Kings Road, Kings Park.
Get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000. Case of emergency, always call 000.
And if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
This incentive represents this dimly lit room just a minute in. My heartbeat climbs in sync with captivate me as you shed your skin.
A short stack princess on Joy 94.9, like the princesses we have on this show. Scott Davis, Greg Atkins, and Electra Wellens. You are on the Vic Police Glow Show. Greg, a message in, and I was kind of hoping that you could help me decipher this one. It says, there are also gay individuals that are problematic and are gays of convenience when it suits them and are not part of the community.
Oh, interesting SMS. Thank you for sending that in. What's a community? I mean, a community to someone living in the wilds of Brunswick might be vastly different to the community of someone living in the Pines at Frankston, or in Hoppers Crossing, or out west at Warrnambool in Otway Colacshire, or, you know, around the state. We have different communities, and they're communities of people that work together and live together and share interests. And we might be gay and lesbian, but we might also, this is where that's we're God-given, if you like, or we've been born with our sexual identity. We don't get to choose it. It's who we are. But we do get to choose how we interact with other people. Mm. And if how we choose to live our lives causes, I suppose, concern for other people or harms other people, then it doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight. You're having an impact on people's lives in a detrimental way. Now, I'm not talking about the choice about whether you go and party or whether you go and are flamboyant or not flamboyant. That's perhaps part of your sexuality, who you are. But when it's the language people use in the company of other people, it's the respect they show or don't show to other people. And it's not about sexuality. It's about respect regardless of sexuality and age. It's difficult. What do you reckon, Scott? I mean, you've probably seen as a police member that's worked in the police force for 23 years, 27 years.
It'll be 24 years in November.
24 years. How's that from memory? Or Electra, who's been in the police force for 13 years?
You can tack on another 7 on top of that.
Oh, there we go, 20 years. We've got two veterans here. You've seen people who have been both same-sex attracted or straight that have shown disregard for anyone, let alone their opposite sexuality, but their own group. Mm. So what's one that jumps to mind, Electra, with you? Have you ever seen a member of the gay and lesbian community get out there and show so much disrespect towards another gay or lesbian that they look like they're from a different planet?
Yeah, I think this probably highlights going back to midsummer this year when we had that, there was a bit of an assault that occurred. I think we can all remember that. We actually gave it quite a bit of airtime about that.
This is the one on the embankment.
Yeah, the embankment, and how that, you know, in an environment that is a festive environment, and how that translateral violence has occurred in some way towards each other in that environment. And that really highlights to me just the inappropriateness of it, and looking after our friends and having respect for the general area in which you are at that time as well. Not just all the time. It's actually where you are at that point in time, having respect for other people in their space as well as your own. Having respect for yourself as well.
Mm. What's one that jumps to mind for you, Scott?
I've been sitting here trying to think of some that I can sort of talk about on air. I find it... For me, it's about the way that... a lot of the work that I've been doing is with educating police and trying to prevent the way that police sometimes treat people. And there was a pretty horrible one. It was a few years ago now, but I use it in training, where a person rang up a police station wanting to speak to a gay and lesbian liaison officer. He was concerned about an attempted assault on him that took place at a toilet block. He didn't want to report it because he wasn't in a position in the town that he was in for people to know that he was gay. But he wanted to let the gay and lesbian liaison officer know, and unfortunately that police station treated him very, very poorly. They told him that the GLOW would be back on Friday. They gave him a name. That name, that person wasn't the GLOW. They then passed him around to about 4 different names through the police station and ultimately said to him, you're not deserved of special treatment, and hung up on him. People just seem to do horrible things to people, and I don't understand it.
And in our community, the example I'll give is one that we've had occasionally over time. I'll give you the example. 99.9%. I mean, some amazing statistic of people that live with HIV are incredibly respectful of people that have a different serostatus. So an HIV-positive person, 99.999% of the time, will never ever risk infecting a person that's HIV negative. They just won't do it. It's amazing respect for the health of other people. But every now and then, an individual bubbles to the surface and will not only try to infect the person or have deliberate unprotected sex, but might try to drug or induce a person to be less able to make conscious decisions by alcohol, and may in fact go on to have unprotected sex with them deliberately. And it's a very rare occasion, but when it does happen, it can potentially cause a person's health status to change.
So having said all of that, the vast majority of people are absolutely wonderful people, and I want to finish on a positive story from police. And it was the same sort of scenario. Somebody rang in wanting to speak to a GLOW at their police station. Unfortunately, the GLOW wasn't available, but the police member said, "Is there anything that I can do to help you with?" And she became very cognizant of the fact that the person on the other end of the phone was quite distraught and said, "Look, you need 5-10 minutes. Give me your phone number. I will call you back." And then when they made the phone call back, they did a great job of dealing with that particular person's issue on that particular moment in time.
If any of this conversation has triggered an issue for you, if there's an experience you've had that is something that we've covered in this last few minutes, AVP would like to help out. Just check out the antiviolence.info website. We'd love to support you around exploring some of those issues where perhaps within your own community it's not been the safest encounter that you deserve to have.
And texter 659, you know who you are, sent the last couple of texts in. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for raising it as an issue for us to talk about.
That's great.
You're on the Vic Police Close Show. A couple of messages and we'll wrap up.
Right around the nation, Joy 94.9.
It's time to wrap up here on Joy 94.9. Alexa's having a fit there. Are you right?
Oh, it's gay men talking about size again.
She's just discovered, Alexa's just discovered that it won't be far off your GLOW show. Congratulations, Paul and team, being 150.
Yes,
in
but
age.
The other show you're on is Detours. Go on.
Okay. Well, the Detours team said, look, if you invite us to the GLOW show for the 150th, we'll invite you to the Detours show for our 750th.
Fantastic.
So it is size that matters, isn't
Quickly
it?
Quickly wrap up with Andy Violence Project.
AVP are looking for your support to help transcribing audio and people's narratives for About Face, and also check out antiviolence.info to make any reports about issues of violence you've heard today.
Electra, what's coming up?
please come along to Blue Ribbon Drive Through Macca's Challenge between 6 and 7 p.m. on Friday, this Friday night. Every dollar donated will go to a great cause. And remember, you can just go through for a 30-cent little cone or a cup of coffee, and that dollar will go to a great cause.
The 150th show is when?
Sometime in October, I
Hello?
Believe. It's the last...
12th of October.
Oh, 12th of October, is it?
Okay. It's time to go. If you'd like to talk to us during the week, you can. It's GLLO at joy.org.au. That's glow at joy.org.au. We've got Q&N news up next, followed by Shane for the afternoon show. You're on Joy 94.9.
Wherever we live, work and play, safety affects all parts of our lives.
Community safety is everyone's responsibility, and there are things we can do to make our homes, workplaces, streets, neighbourhoods and communities safer.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.